It will be mostly sunny throughout the rest of the day. A high of only 68. It's only like 50 right now, but it feels so much more. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I've got a fever or something. Tonight looks like it's going to clear off, stay clear, I should say, at a low around 52, so not quite as chilly tonight. For tomorrow, sunny skies, 80. Sunday night looks like clear skies again, low of 52. Much of the same on Monday and Tuesday. It's sunshine, 77 on Monday, cooling off to 50. Tuesday, it's sunshine and 77 and clearing off on 53. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're going to start seeing some clouds rolling into the area. And it looks like at the end of the week, you're going to see a little bit of moisture. It is, like I say, mostly cloudy right now. We're looking to get the sunshine rolling. And it's 50 here in the Valley area. I don't know if you know this or not, but maybe this rings a bell to you. That's right, it's National One Hit Wonder Day. That's what it is indeed. Steelers Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You. That is just one of the few. I don't know if you remember all of those, but One Hit Wonder's Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. That's by Looking Glass. And Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest, along with Afternoon Delight, Starlin Vocal Band. Remember that one? And I Love the Nightlife, I Like the Boogie. Alicia Bridges, along with Everybody Wants a Kung Fu Fighting. That's right, it was all what was going on in the National One Hit Wonder Day today. So if you hear One Hit Wonder, sing along and participate. It's all about the fun. Let's see if we can get caught up with A.J. Reister here as he interviews Anna Shiglowski and Paige Steenbach.
Good morning, Northfield Raiders, and welcome back to Raider Rap. I'm A.J. Reister, here with girls swimming and diving captains Paige Steenbach and Anna Shiglowski. How are you two doing today?
Good.
Yeah,
feeling good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys came off a meet yesterday. How'd that kind of go for you guys?
It went really well.
Yep.
We won.
Heck yeah.
Which is always good.
It's awesome.
And I think we had a lot of really amazing standout performances yesterday for where we are training wise in the season. So that was really great to see.
Yeah, and I think it was a great opportunity for a lot of girls to kind of step up and race in, you know, varsity events yesterday, which was really, really fun to see, and saw a lot of really big drops from a lot of girls, and I think overall it was just a really good mid-season dual meet for everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome. We'll get back to that meeting here in a little bit and some other swim questions, but I want to start off with some get-to-know-you questions. We're about, 2 weeks and 3 weeks into school now. How's it kind of been going for you guys?
I think it's been going well. I think it's kind of nice to have a more normal senior year, you know, minus the mask wearing. But I think that's the biggest thing that I was looking forward to, is being full in-time classes, you know, not having to deal with the whole hybrid situation to get a more normal senior year experience.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a different school experience. I'm doing all online PSEO classes, so I've been in school since the last week of August, but that's been going really well, and I like it because it's really flexible, and I can kind of create my own schedule, which is really, really nice. And so I'll come in, you know, for other school activities and different things that I'm involved in, but other than that, I'm pretty much always at home and then go in for swim practice, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
It is, yeah.
And what kind of classes are both of you taking?
My favorite class that I'm taking by far is anatomy. I dissected a cow eye today, which was very fun.
That sounds disgusting.
It was.
I'm not going to lie.
So that is like my favorite class that I'm taking so far.
Yeah, I have a pretty light schedule. I'd say my favorite class is probably, I'm taking macroeconomics right now, and that's pretty interesting. I didn't think I would like it when I signed up for it, but it's a requirement for the high school, so just kind of fulfilling the requirement, but, you know, it's interesting to learn about, too.
And you guys in any other sports outside of swimming?
I have been on the golf team. I was on the golf team my 8th grade, ninth grade, and sophomore year. I didn't golf last year because of training for swimming, and I might choose to golf again this year. Who knows?
I was in track and field for 9th and 10th grade, and then, like Paige, I took last year off just because of all the, you know, different things with COVID that was happening. But so I took that time away from track to focus on swimming and just getting kind of a full year-round swimming schedule. So,
are you thinking about coming back to track this year?
I might be. I don't know yet. We'll see what the year brings, but I definitely really, really like track and the atmosphere of it, and just kind of also having a little bit of a break from swimming is nice.
Well, I'm going to be a big advocate for track, so I think you should come back.
All right.
It's going to be a fun year, but besides that, what do you guys do outside of school and sports?
We're both a part of Rally.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So we do go to, I mean, with our swim schedule, we can't go to as many of the sporting events as we'd like to because we practice so late. But, you know, the ones that we can try to get to, we do go, and that's, you know, a lot of fun. We're also both a part of National Honor Society, so we spend time, you know, getting those volunteer hours and doing a lot of that.
And we are both part of the, I'm not sure if Youth Bank is part of the Youth on Boards program, but Paige is in Youth Bank. I'm on the Mayor's Youth Council, so that's, I'm one of the co-chairs this year, so that's been a really, really great experience so far. And then I'm also involved in Solar Patrol and 4-H and a couple of things through my church and stuff, so definitely have a busy schedule.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a lot of stuff to keep up with.
For sure.
That's pretty crazy. you guys are both seniors this year. Have you thought about what you're going to be doing next year at all?
My plan is to, so far, is to major in both biology and psychology with a focus in genetics. I'm not sure what school that I will be attending yet. I'm still kind of figuring that out, seeing what I want to do with swimming. And
yeah, I also am not certain on what I want to do yet. I've been looking at various schools and looking to probably go somewhere out of state just to see something new and get a new experience. But hopefully we'll be swimming. Again, not sure what school or anything yet, but I've been looking into a few majors, and some of them, they're kind of all across the spectrum, but looking at aviation a little bit, looking at law a little bit, and we'll kind of see where I end up. But it's definitely an exciting process, but definitely stressful when everybody's wondering and asking. And but yeah, so hopefully in the next little bit here, I'll have a better idea of where I'm going.
Yeah, it's definitely the number one question seniors can ask is, what are you doing next year? What are you doing next year? It's like, come on, man, I just started my senior year. Yeah. You think I'm thinking about next year yet? Come on. No, that's awesome that you guys, I've been thinking about it a little bit, though. That's good. So now we'll get into some of the swimming and diving questions. We talked a little bit about the Mankato East meet, and that went pretty well. Were there any underclassmen that have kind of been catching your eye so far this season? Like, wow, that's kind of impressive.
Yeah, I'd say we have a really great group this year. And I think last night there were a lot of performances that really stood out to me. Personally for me, Ella Porter, who is an eighth grader, won the 100 freestyle last night, had a really amazing swim. And Olivia Cordham, who is a sophomore. Yeah, she's a sophomore.
Yep.
Sophomore. had a really amazing 500 freestyle. She won the 500 free. And it was her first time under 6 minutes, which is a huge milestone for anybody who ever swims the 500 free. And so
I can't get under 6 minutes in the 500.
Crazy. We had a lot of really amazing races last night across the board. I mean, our JV completely dominated, our varsity also completely dominated. So
yeah, it was just great to see. Bella Beisel was another really outstanding performances in all of her races. I think she dropped 2 or 3 seconds in her 100 free.
Whoa.
So I mean, that, like, so many different performances last night, and I mean throughout the season so far, that have been really exciting to see, and really exciting to see where all these underclassmen will be going in the next few years.
Man, that's awesome. 6 minutes in the 500. I've been swimming since seventh grade. I still can't do it. Yeah, that's awesome. What are some team goals that you guys kind of set for this season?
You know, there's so many different goals based on, you know, kind of coming back from last year and the really difficult season that we had because we couldn't do in-person racing at all. So it's been an adjustment just getting back to having another team there in the pool racing again. But I think, you know, really just making sure that we're having fun along the way. And so, you know, some of our goals are going back to the section and conference meets and just trying to, you know, perform as best as we can there, you know, going for the titles and just kind of seeing where we end up. But yeah, I think overall just making sure that the girls are all having fun and making memories that are going to be lasting for years to come.
And I think, you know, we've got a lot of people that come on the team for a different reason. You know, some people come on because, you know, they want to make our section roster, or our conference roster, or make it to state. And then there's other girls who want to come on because they want, you know, a high school sport experience, and they want to make friends, and they want to have fun. And so, you know, across the board, I think we do a really good job of accommodating to everybody and making sure everybody gets what they want out of this program.
What are kind of your personal goals that you've set for yourselves this season?
I have quite a few goals for this season, you know, trying to just improve in, you know, all my times, but, you know, having fun throughout the season, and while that's not really measurable, but, you know, just really trying to give back to the team, and it's given me so much over the past 5 years, and just trying to really give back and give it my all this season. I guess more specifically, I'd like to hopefully get a state cut in at least in one individual event, and then hopefully go on the medley relay and the sprint relay if those both make the state cuts. But, you know, making it an individual event at state has been one of my goals throughout my swimming career, and I think it'd be a great way to end off my high school swimming if I could make it to state. And, yeah, but really just making sure and checking in with all the other girls and making sure that they're having a good experience is definitely another one of my goals, and it'll be interesting to see where the season goes.
Similar to Anna, I would also really like to, you know, go back to the state meet. I think the double A cuts are a lot harder than the single A cuts, and so, you know, I've had to adjust a lot of the goals that I've set for myself, but the biggest thing for me is I would really like to get on top of that podium again. It's been a little while. And so, you know, I'm coming off of a really good club season, and I really want to, you know, just kind of get back to where I feel that I used to be. That would mean a lot to me, being able to see, you know, those goals that I've had for myself for so long, being able to reach them. And, you know, I want to end this team with having so many fun memories, not just, you know, those memories of reaching my goals, but those memories of getting to, you know, laugh and play games with my teammates. And, you know, that's equally as important to me.
Well, now's the time to do it, right? Senior year.
Exactly.
Go out with a bang. Sounds awesome. Good luck with all those goals, and I hope you guys reach them, and I'll be right there cheering for you guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. What are kind of some things that the team is working on in practice right now?
We've been having a lot of really hard practices recently. Just Tuesday, we did a set called Janet Evans, which is, you know, typically one of the hardest sets that we'll do in a high school season. It's named after the Olympian, Janet Evans, and it's one of the sets that she does. And so, you know, I think that's one thing that we did during practice this week that was, you know, it was a lot of fun because we get to, you know, blast the music and we're just, you know, kind of grinding it all out together. And it sucks, but I think deep down everybody really enjoys it just because, you know, there's nothing like that.
Hey, Rich.
Oh, is this Brent? This isn't Brent.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, is this Brent?
This is.
Yeah, this is Jimmy. Not Rich.
Oh, well, hey,
Jimmy.
Sorry. I had Rich watching on my phone. Sorry.
Okay, I'm like, whoops, I called the wrong number. We're just a couple minutes away. And we'll be right back to you, okay? Thanks.
Ever-changing markets. The Realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime members of the community and provide a wealth of knowledge of the local markets. They're genuine people who build genuine relationships. Whether it's time to sell your current home or looking to buy or upgrade to a new home, let Professional Pride and their accomplished team help you through the entire process from start to finish. Professional Pride Realty, providing you with good information to make good decisions.
Heritage Bank is the locally owned bank that cares about this community and a bank that you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their real estate mortgage specialists will help guide you through the process of buying a home. Heritage Bank is honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield in 2020 and is looking forward to continuing its fantastic service in 2021. During your visit, don't forget to grab some coffee at the Hideaway Vault located inside Heritage Bank in Northfield. Heritage Bank would like to wish the Raiders the best of luck this season. Let's go, Raiders!
Hi, this is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Professional Dental Group has delivered the same exceptional care for over 35 years. Whether you are scheduling for a general visit or an emergency appointment, we are excited to see your smile. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Welcome back to Raider Wrap, 10:25 on a Saturday morning, 25th day of September already. Can you believe it? We're already halfway through the football season almost, and it's crazy. Today, mostly sunny skies. We're going to see a high near 68. Tonight, mostly clear and low around 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, plenty of it, high of 80, and then tomorrow night, a low of 52 with sunshine and 77. For Monday, mostly sunny skies expected for today. I know it looks a little crazy out there. We're pretty much overcast right now, but, you know, we're doing about 56 degrees right now, so it's warming up, heading its way up. And we're going to welcome our coach, our head football coach for the Northfield Raiders, Brent Yule, to the program once again this week. Brent, good morning. How's your voice today?
About the same as it is every Saturday.
What a tough one for the Raiders last night. You lost to New Prague 31-6. It looked like, you know, that first half, you know, it was just like a one score in the first quarter, one score in the second quarter, and, you know, it was a 7-6 game. And then kind of in that second half, looks like New Prague kind of found something. What was going on there?
Yeah, you know, first off, New Prague's a good football team. They're well coached, really a bunch of physical kids, and they get off the ball and they executed pretty well. We had some turnovers in the first half, and we had some opportunities. We also had a couple turnovers, I believe, in the second half too, defensively, and we didn't capitalize on them. And you know, just a couple big plays. Really, it was that. You know, they started off with the first drive in the second half. They got a deep throw down the sideline. We had good coverage, but, you know, it was a good throw, good catch, and ended up giving up a touchdown in the first series, and it was 14-6. And then our offense took the ball down. We had it in the red zone and ended up throwing an interception for a touchdown to put us down 21-6. And then I think we threw an interception like two plays later. So there was a series of about 6 minutes there. We gave up about three big plays, and whether it was on offense or on defense, and it was just kind of tough to come back from. So, you know, kids fought hard. They played with some energy, and they were physical, and we had a lot of kids, you know, week to week. We had a couple kids stand out this week that had really good performances, some younger kids, and I'm really excited for them. And, you know, we just need to execute better. We can't make mistakes and give up big plays on defense, or, you know, and same thing on offense. You just can't turn the football over.
like anything, you know, you've got to find that, you know, every rose has its thorn, but every now and again, every needle has a haystack. So you got to find something out of last night that it was positive, that maybe helped the team, and maybe it's something that you'll incorporate week to week and help build on the program.
Yeah, of course. You know, we've been talking to our kids all year about, you know, just if we want to get our program and our team to be successful and kind of to the next level, we got to practice better, and that's kind of where it starts. We got to practice and prepare better than what we have. And I honestly, we had a pretty good week of practice. I thought it was one of the best ones we've had. And the kids practiced hard, they prepared hard, and sometimes that happens on Friday nights that, you know, you don't get to see the fruits of your labor on Friday night, but it's a compound thing. And then we tell them that we talk about investing our time and not just spending it. You know, we're going to go back to the drawing board and try to come up with a game plan. And for the Huskies next week, who's another really good football team that will be coming into town for our homecoming. And our coaching staff will do a good job of creating a plan. And I know our kids will do a better job of executing it. So there for sure was some good last night. I thought, like I said, we played tough. Defensively, I thought we played. We played a pretty good game. It was just, I felt like we were, you know, with pick six on offense, and then we gave up the ball deep in our, or they got the ball deep in our territory a couple times off of turnovers. We just got to do a better job of on defense when that happens, of creating sudden change and getting off the field. So we did that in the first half, and the second half we weren't able to do it. So.
When you had the interceptions, was it their defense that was that much better, or was it maybe a breakdown in communication with the quarterback and the receiver?
It was a screen pass. So the kid from the New Prague kid made a nice play on the ball. He made a nice break. He caught it. Like I said, we were down in the red zone. I can't remember what the yard line. We were on the 15. I actually think we maybe punched one in, but got called back on a penalty. And then went back to our screenplay, which had been working, and the kid made a nice play, and we didn't execute it. So then after that, it's one of those things that in high school football, the wind kind of came out of our sails a little bit on that. It was a pretty big gut punch and took the wind out of us, and it was hard to come back from, which is just another emphasis that we have in our program. We try to make it. It's not something that happens overnight, but when adversity hits, you know, our motto is pound the stone, and we keep swinging our hammer, because the only way we're going to be able to get out of that adversity is by just keep working, putting our nose to the grindstone and working hard every single play and every single day. If we had a little bit of that last night, and then I think that kind of slipped away from us a little bit in the second half, and something that we'll address and we'll keep working on here in the upcoming weeks.
So do you just tell them, hey guys, just let this roll off the back, let's, you know, rest up over the weekend, let's come back Monday and let's hit it hard? Or you got anything going on this weekend, or you just kind of going to let them rest?
Yeah, we usually do films. Actually, I'm actually standing outside, and the guys are leaving right now, so they do film and weights and try to learn from our mistakes from the night before, and then we come back, yeah, Monday, and we get after it again at practice and kind of implement the game plan that we have for the upcoming week, and then that's kind of the system that we have, so...
So you did a little teaching, so to speak, today. I mean, you looked at the film and, you know, what was good, what could be improved upon, and then on Monday, do you change your regimen at all from week to week, or is it Saturdays you do your film and Monday you just come out and you start here, you do this, and this all week long?
We have the same. We try to do this, keep it fairly consistent, but every single, from week to week, it does change a little bit, just dependent on the need of our team. It might change from what we do a little bit at practice, but kind of the general, the time frame is kind of the same. Saturdays we usually watch film, but like I said, this year we kind of had a different one, just because, you know, we had that, like the Mayo game was on Saturday morning, so we had an extra day to prep to, I think it's important to also not just burn the kids out, or the coaches for that matter, and just meet all the time, practice all the time. So we gave them an extra day of rest leading into the Mayo week, so we had that extra day. So we actually have only done the Saturday deal twice, but as our schedule gets more consistent here for the upcoming weeks, we're going to continue on with that sort of schedule. Meet Saturday morning, watch the film, and then move on, and Monday put in a new game plan. So it's like I said, back to our motto of pound the stone. It's one of those, we use it in a lot of different ways in our program, and we got to be able to forget a little bit about last week. Although we need to learn from our mistakes, we also need to kind of let it roll off her shoulders, as you said, and be ready to give all we got and have a really good week of preparation for Otana. And then no matter what happens against Otana, we need to do the same thing the week after and the week after. Once you start getting that mentality of just, you know, play by play, rep by rep, game by game, week by week, it's, you know, I think we'll be in a good spot.
I don't know if this is a misprint again, but Otana, it looks like, did they sit out this week, or was there something with that? Because it looks like they played one last game.
I believe they played this afternoon against Austin.
Got it. Okay. And, yeah, then you got Otana, then you got Century, and then you have Mankato West, always a big foe. Those guys are pretty tough all the time, and then you round out the season with Faribault. But, yeah, plenty of football left, though. We're halfway through. You're 2-2. You're on 50-50. You're at 500. There's optimism to be seen there.
Yeah, you know, I think so far, you know, we've done a nice job as a team of you know, just improving every single week, and that's the message that I give to our coaches and to our kids, is just if we get better every single day, try to improve every single week, you know, I'm really, and a huge thing, especially in high school football, is you got to stay healthy. And if we do those things, I know at the end of the year, we'll be a better team, and we'll be in position to win games and to compete against some good teams.
Well, awesome. I appreciate you joining us again this morning, Brent, and, you know, good luck to you and the entire team, of course, against Owatonna next week. And let's see if we can get another victory.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet. Brent Ewell, head coach of the Northfield Raiders football team. We got A.J. Reister. He's going to come back here in just a couple of minutes, and he is going to get us up to date as to what is happening in the world of sports and activities for the Northfield area.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. The Cannon River Valley Estates neighborhood in Dundas is just about finished up, but we have a few lots remaining, and we'll have a home in this neighborhood for the Fall Parade of Homes starting September 11th through October 3rd.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information.
Did you know Mutual insurance companies are for everyone, and mutual insurance companies provide coverage at or near cost? Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency has proudly offered homeowners insurance to our area. With Wanamingo Mutual Insurance, all decisions are made locally, so you can expect quick, responsive claim service with small-town customer service by agents who know your name. So for homeowners, auto, or farm combination package quotes, contact an insurance company that knows you by your name, not your policy number. And that's Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency in Wanamingo at wgomutual.com.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN and streaming live on KYMNradio.net. If you missed any of the program today and you want to get up to date on what's going on and what AJ had to say to the team captains, Paige Steedblock and Anna Shiglowski, you can just go to KYMNradio.net and you can play it all back. And you can download it even and record it and save it for posterity's sake. We're about 23 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Mostly sunny skies expected today. I know it looks like it's not possible, but they keep saying that it's going to see some sunshine yet today. And a high of only around 68, so a little cooler than we've had in the past few days. But tonight, mostly clear. It's cooling off only to around 52, a little bit warmer than it was in the overnight. For tomorrow, looks like mostly sunny skies with a high near 80. Beautiful, clear, and just calm, calm winds. Sunday night, mostly clear, low around 52, and then sunny on Monday with a high again near 77. And Monday night, mostly clear, and a low of around 50. Expect some more sunshine and high of 77 on Tuesday. Wednesday looks like sunshine and 78. And then Thursday, a chance of some showers. High of 74 and a low of around 54. But it's slightly overcast. We're warming up a little bit at a time. It's 51 here on KYMN. AJ will get us up to date of what is happening with all the sports with our sports recap. Take it away, AJ.
Welcome to the Raiders scoreboard on Raider App on KYMN 95.1. The one, I am your host, AJ Reister, Raider Class of 2022, and we have a huge set of games that we're going to go through here today. Let's start off with some volleyball, who swept Mankato East 3-0 on Monday after defeating them in the first set 25-21, the second set 25-19, and the third set 25-17. Tegan Timperley led the team in kills with 11, and then on Tuesday they swept Red Wing 3-0 after defeating them in the first set 25-16, the second set 25-16, and the third set 25-17. Tegan Timperley again led the team in kills with 11. And then on Thursday they swept Owatonna 3-0 after defeating them in the first set 25-16, the second set 25-9, and the third set 25-21. Tegan Timperley again led the team in kills with 8. Seeing a pattern here yet? And then on Friday, the volleyball team lost to Chaska 2-1 in the Eagle Invitational. The Raiders won the first set 25-21, dropped the second set 25-18, and then dropped the third set 15-13. But on the same day, in the same Invitational, the Raiders beat Apple Valley 2-0, as they are now 9-4 on the season and sit in second place in the Big 9 Conference. The girls' tennis team lost to Owatonna on Tuesday 6-1, and they are now 4-5 overall and sit in 7th place in the Big 9 Conference. The girls' soccer team beat Austin 8-1 on Tuesday. Now listen to this one. Ava Stanchina had 5 goals. Talk about a hat trick and a half there. While Catherine Hubers had 2 and Millie Boven had 1. And then the girls' soccer team beat Alberley in overtime on Thursday 3-2. Ava Stanchina again had 2 goals and Catherine Hubers had 1. They are now 2-7 on the season and sit in 8th place in the Big 9 Conference. The boys' soccer team lost to Austin on Tuesday 4-1 but beat Albert Lee on Thursday 8-1. They are now 4-4 on the season and sit in 10th place in the Big 9 Conference. The girls' swim and dive team beat Mankato East 96-82 on Thursday as they are now 2-2 on the season and sit in 7th place in the Big 9 Conference. The boys' cross-country team took second in the Blaze Invitational on Thursday, scoring 52 points, while Burnsville won the meet, scoring 20 points. Leading the way for the Raiders was Nathan Amundsen, who took third overall. Right behind him was Sam Folland, who took fifth. And rounding out the top three for the Raiders was Carter Schloman, who took 11th. The girls' cross-country team won the Blaze Invitational on Thursday, scoring 35 points. Leading the way for the Raiders was Kaylee Graber, who took third. Right behind her was Clara Lippert, who took 6th, and rounding out the top 3 for the Raiders was Adriana Fleming, who took 7th. Last night, the Raider football team lost to New Prague 31-6. It was 7-6 in favor of the Trojans at half, but in the second half, the Trojans came alive as they scored 14 points in the third quarter and another 10 in the fourth. The Raiders' lone touchdown came on a 9-yard pass from Soren Richardson to Ian Stanton. The Raiders dropped to 2-2 on the season and are in fourth place in the Big 9 Red Conference. That's all of the scores I have for you today. Be sure to stay tuned in for more sports coming up right here on KYMN 95.1, The One.
At Community Resource Bank, you can bank from anywhere, anytime you want. The CRB mobile banking app makes it easy to keep track of your balances, pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, and deposit checks anytime, night or day. With branches in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville, we can offer solutions for business, residential, and investment accounts. Community Resource Bank, let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Heritage Dental Care is a general dental clinic that has been a part of the community for over 50 years. They specialize in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment today with Drs. David Brust, David Buck, Amy Finn, or Michael Thompson.
No matter what business you're in, it's hard to find someone to keep your business clean. ServiceMaster by Iatt's janitorial services cover everything from floor care and carpet cleaning to general cleaning, windows, and power washing. When you're in need of janitorial cleaning services, demand the yellow van. Call ServiceMaster by Iatt today.
Demand the yellow van. Call ServiceMaster.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Are you in the market for LASIK, thinking you'd like to minimize glasses and contacts? Well, you can find cut-rate LASIK centers and LASIK pricing anywhere. But if you want the best, come to Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We use the latest state-of-the-art wavefront technology. It is all wavefront all the time. This is no cut-rate operation. I treat you like family. Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Welcome back to a Raider Wrap, and that's a wrap for this week, anyhow. I want to thank our guests, of course, Brent Yule via the telephone, who was able to get us up to date on what was happening with New Prague and what to look forward to Owatonna next week. That will be at home next week against Owatonna and the Owls. So come on out to Memorial Stadium and check it out and catch all the play-by-play right here on 95.1 The One and streaming live on KYMNradio.net. A.J. Reister will have all the play-by-play coming up for you next week versus Owatonna right here on KYMN starting at about 6:45. We're coming up on about 15 minutes in front of 11 o'clock, and that is pretty much a wrap for the day. We want to again thank Paige Steenblock and Anna Stoglowski for their one-on-one interview with A.J. Reister and, of course, the Raider scoreboard. It was like all A.J. all day today. So he carried the load for me today, thank goodness. All righty, National Tune-Up Day. It's also National Tune-Up Day. What does that mean? September 25th reminds homeowners to prepare for the winter season. That's right. You should get all your heat and vents and all that fun stuff tuned up before it gets too cold. And I tell you right now, I'm one of those guys that wait around. And then all of a sudden, winter comes around and bam, heater stops. Ouch. And it's 20 below zero. Not any fun. So get out there. Get out there and get that stuff tuned up. We'll join us next week again at 10 o'clock for the Raider Wrap. We're wrapping up pretty much the end of the season here. It's kind of unbelievable, right? Can you believe September? It's September 25th already. Wow. High of about 67 today. We're at 52 with overcast skies. They said the sunshine's coming. So hang on to your hats. Enjoy the day. Jimmy LaLue bidding you adieu.